Well, welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you so much for listening to the show, sharing with a friend. That really helps. This show is part of the CrossPolitic Network. Go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member. It's a Christmas season, praise God. Yeah, it is. My son's in the office today, so you might hear him talking in the background. Hey, little guy. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, it's a Christmas season. Praise God for that. And Jesus came into the world to die for our sins. So what that means for you is you can gift a CrossPolitic membership to a friend, to a loved one, to a family member, to an enemy. You can gift it to anyone you want. Go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member, help support us, come alongside of us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. If you want to reach out to me, please do. Find me on the social media sites at How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. I love hearing from you guys. I love hearing your show suggestions, your comments, your feedback, the stuff that you're going through, the things you're trying, the businesses you're starting. I love hearing from it. So please reach out to me. I'd love to hear from you. Today, we are going to talk about, and we're going to actually talk about this a little bit tomorrow too, a couple different articles that I've been seeing. And the theme of it is the need for socialism because of the failure of capitalism. And today, we're going to talk about specifically with housing. There is a push in a very liberal socialist publication, which I'm not going to name because I don't want to give them any clicks, talking about how there is a need for socialism in the housing market, not just in healthcare, not just in food, but just managing and regulating housing, and how capitalism is not the solution. And I just think that the more that we see socialist politicians being elected and taking over the Democrat Party, the more we're going to see these pushes. And I want to address this stuff because a lot of people don't even know what socialism is. They don't even know what capitalism is. They're just brainwashed. And it's really funny. I saw a video. I forgot where it was or who did it. But they started asking people about socialism, and they're all for it. They were college kids. They were all for it. And then they were asked to define what socialism was, and they couldn't do it. So we have people advocating for a policy, for an economic policy that has killed millions and millions of people under the header of socialism and communism, Marxism. It's very dangerous. And the things that they are advocating for can really hurt us and impact us as they bring those policies into play, because it's going to limit our success and our ability to start businesses. The more the government gets involved, the less of a free market we have. So I think it's really important. It's relevant to our careers. It's relevant to our businesses that we fight these political battles and we stand up and we confront this stuff. And I just want to talk through this with you so that you guys can be armed with this as well when you hear this stuff come up, because I have a feeling that this socialist push is going to happen more and more. But before we get into that, I want to talk to you about Robinhood, the app. If you click the link below and you sign up, you create a profile, you get a free stock just for signing up. And then after like 3 or 4 days, you can sell it and just get the money for it if you like. Or you could start investing and start planning for your future. Really check it out. You get free trades when you go on Robinhood. So it's a really great app where you can buy and sell stocks for free. It's great. I've been using it for months. I love it. And it's great for you to like try out new strategies and to look and just monitor new businesses. If you're just for the first time getting into stock, then stocks, you can check it out on your phone and just keep a watch on it day to day and just see what the market does. It's a really great app. So check it out, Robinhood. Check the link below and or click the link below. You can check it too, I guess. And you'll get a free app when you can, or a free stock when you complete your profile. All right. So the very first paragraph of this article that will be remain unnamed says, under capitalism, housing provision is based on what will make developers, lenders, and landlords rich, not what average people need to survive. That's why we'll never get decent, affordable housing for everyone under the free market. And then later on, he talks about how he is from the Bay Area, San Francisco, and can personally confirm that indeed the rent is too high. So right off the bat, obviously he has a negative view of capitalism, but why? Because capitalists are in it to be rich, and he thinks that money is a bad thing. Well, he doesn't really think money is a bad thing, because he goes on to talk about how he wants a not just affordable housing, but good quality housing. See, he wants other people's money for free. He wants it, and he's entitled to it. He doesn't deserve to pay the high rents that he pays in the Bay Area, but he deserves to have affordable housing that is high quality. See, he wants other people's riches for himself. And he blames it on developers, lenders, and landlords. And I want to just start at the basics, because maybe you don't know, like the people in that video I was mentioning, that don't know what socialism is compared to capitalism. But all capitalism is the economic policy that you have private property, that you own the rights to your property, to your real property, that is your housing, that is the land that you own, your intellectual property, the ideas that you come up with, and why we have a patent office. Socialism is the other extreme, and it comes in many different forms, but it's the idea that the people own the property. The people own intellectual ideas. They own work, and it should be distributed evenly. And how that's worked, it depends on country to country, depends on if it's full-blown communism or a soft socialism like what we kind of have in America today. But all private property, or all capitalism is private property rights, is the ability for you to work your land, to own your property, and own the produce and the benefit that you get from it. It goes back to even just the formula that I tell all the time of value. It's the cost, it's benefit minus cost equals value. It's you own the benefit you create from those raw materials, from the costs that come in from putting into labor, for putting into your resources. And you get the profits, you get the value from that, which is expressed in dollars. And they're railing on that system that home builders will build a home or own a property or buy someone else's pre-built home or apartment building, whatever it may be, office building, and they are making money off of it. And the system, they say, is flawed because rents are going up. And this just goes to the fundamental misunderstanding, willingly or unwillingly, that they have of how capitalism works. And they try to talk about it a little bit later on, but it really just comes down to the fact that the areas that these rich liberal people live in that are advocating socialist policies, New York, San Francisco, are highly populated because there are tons and tons of businesses. You have Silicon Valley, you have New York with all the financial sector and all of that stuff that's over in New York, and there's high demand to live there. And it comes down to that this author and other people who are complaining about how high rent is, how high housing prices are in those areas, they want to live there, they just don't want to pay for it. They want to live on the beach, they want to live near the bay, they want to live in the place that everyone else wants to live, but they don't want to pay for it. And so they think that that's a failure of capitalism. But that's not a failure of capitalism, that's proof that it works. Because the landlords, the people that are charging the rents, the people that are selling the houses, can only make those profits if people are willing to buy it. Remember, demand requires that, one, you have a willingness to buy and the ability to buy. If no one had the willingness or the ability to purchase these houses, to charge these rent or to make the rent payments, then the prices would come down. But because these areas are in such high demand, the rents are able to come up, the prices are able to go up, which is proof that capitalism works. So what are you supposed to do if you can't afford yourself that rent, or you can't afford for yourself to buy that really expensive house in that area? You move. You go to another place. You find a job somewhere else. Yes, that is not ideal all the time. Sometimes you grow up in an area and you find that's too expensive and you have to move. Well, that's life. The answer is not for you to advocate government policies to take other people's money to subsidize for yourself a place that you want to live in, the conditions that you want to, that you think you deserve in the area you live. And even if you were able to get that policy, what's going to happen is those buildings are going to start being run down. They're going to be looking like the projects that are actually run by the government, because capitalism is what keeps those buildings. Profits, that evil rich people that this article talks about, are the ones who are incentivized by profits to create the high quality rental space, high quality commercial real estate, high quality homes. All of those things are generated and pushed, they're drivers, by capital. Profits and riches, quote unquote, that they say are evil, are what pushes the incentive to build these homes, to build high quality homes. So they are trying to attack the very thing that they covet. I love what Dennis Prager says, is socialism spends the wealth that capitalism creates. Socialism cannot create wealth. Socialism cannot create great properties. Socialism cannot make great homes for you to live in. They can't control prices. They ration things through starvation. They ration things through production, opposed to how the private economy, capitalism, rations things through price. Things will always be rationed. You can't get around that. So what is the solution? The solution is not to advocate for socialism. As we see in every instance, there is not one instance in all of humanity where socialism has made people better off. The only system in the history of mankind that has lifted the amount of people that have been lifted out of poverty, like in America and around the world, is capitalism. No other economic system has come close to lifting the number of people out of poverty that capitalism has. Socialism hasn't, communism, all of those different types of economic policies have not worked. They have kept people poor and only elevated a few select people that ran the system. Which really brings us down to the whole point of this. The people that are advocating for it, the people that are in these San Francisco, New York areas, Washington areas that are lobbying for socialism, are not lobbying. They're not lobbying for the benefit of the poor. They're lobbying to gain more control, because capitalism leaves the power to the individual and their property rights. Socialism puts the power in one place that determines how much of what product is built, when it's built, where it's built, and that never works. Just ask the USSR, ask Venezuela, ask Cuba. I can keep going down the list. There has never been a better economic system than capitalism. So, what do you do if you have high rents? What do you do if you can't buy a home in an area? You move. You go somewhere else where demand is lower and prices are lower. There's tons of places like Moscow, Idaho. Go join the CrossPolitik guys up in Idaho and you will see how cheap pricing is for homes, because there's not a huge demand for people for homes, for office property in Moscow, Idaho. But there is huge demand in San Francisco and New York. So the people that are complaining about this want to have their free lunch that doesn't exist. They want to be able to pay Moscow prices in San Francisco and New York. And that's just not how capitalism works. It's not designed to work that way, and it shouldn't work that way. All right, so tomorrow we're going to talk about GM and some of the blowback that they're getting from Democrats and Donald Trump, who's getting involved and really upset about how they're closing plants in Ohio. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow and some of the policies and what the government is trying to do to get involved in that and how that's not going to work. And so I'm looking forward to that. We'll talk to you next time. Please reach out to me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. You can email me at howtobuildatent.com. We'll talk to you next time. God bless.